Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
That's Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders discussing his concerns about the entry of billionaire Michael Bloomberg into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders also saying in that interview with CBS News that he was surprised about Bloomberg's performance in the other night's debate.
I wasn't. And, you know, and if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
Sanders and the other Democrats campaigning in Nevada today as it holds its caucuses tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a peace deal between the Taliban and the United States could be signed by February 29th, as long as a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Some intelligence officials are sounding a warning that Russia is continuing its efforts to interfere with the 2020 presidential election. At a briefing last week, congressional lawmakers were reportedly told part of that effort is focused on getting President Trump reelected. The president was reportedly furious about the classified briefing given to Congress, but former CIA Director John Brennan says everyone involved was simply doing their job.
You need to carry out your responsibilities with the greatest integrity and honesty, and let the chips fall where they may. I would tell them not to go to the door, not to leave, continue to do their work the best they can.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The jury in the Harvey Weinstein sex crime trial in New York City wants a readback of some testimony from one of his accusers. That's what the jury requested late yesterday. The jury will get that when they start day four of deliberations shortly. Stocks on Wall Street falling in early trading as coronavirus concerns continue. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A winter storm dumping snow on millions in North Carolina and the state of Virginia this morning. More than 12 million Southerners are under winter weather alerts, including folks in Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina, the state's two biggest cities. A longtime wish coming true this weekend for retired Miami Heat superstar Dwayne Wade. The team is going to retire his number 3 jersey on Saturday night at halftime during the Heat's game against the Cleveland Cavaliers at American Airlines Arena. Some new Barbies are being released, and USA Radio's Wendy King tells us who they look like.
Toymaker Mattel is introducing 3 new dolls in its Inspiring Women line of Barbie dolls. They feature the likenesses of accomplished women throughout history. The new set features dolls based on Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Jean King, and Florence Nightingale. Each of the dolls costs $29.99 and can be purchased on the Barbie website or other retailers. The collection previously included dolls based on the likenesses of Sally Ride, Rosa Parks, and Amelia Earhart.
And forget about running into Costco for a quick bite of pizza or a hot dog if you're not a member. The big box retailers always required a membership for the food court, but it never really enforced it until now. A new crackdown is scheduled to begin on the 16th of next month. There are postings of photos of the store signs already online. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
hey, we're coming on 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And we're going to talk about the fussing and fighting that is going on in the White House. And don't think for a second that that's exclusive to Donald Trump's administration. You know, it's kind of interesting. Anytime it's whatever you're closest to, right, in history and other things, they have to be the worst, you know. And so Donald Trump, his administration, it just has to be the worst, all the fussing and fighting and infighting that's going on like no other president before. Well, before you really jump that shark and think that that is the case and you start believing your hyperbole, I want you to get your hands on this new book called Fight House from Dr. Tevi Troy. Best-selling author and former White House advisor. Okay, he's been on the inside. He's known this and researched and studied this, and he's written about it now with his book, White House, Rivalries in the White House, From Truman to Trump. Dr. Troy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Bill, for having me on to talk about White House.
Hey, this is exciting, you know, that, to put this out because, you know, this conversation is coming from time to time, and you always hear from, you know, the hyperbolic that, Trump is the worst ever, and then you start bringing back some of the stories and histories, and now here it is, you've documented it. I imagine if you wanted to go back even before Truman, we'd have to do episodes and, volumes of all the fussing happening in the White House, right?
No, absolutely. And we know that there was fighting before Truman. We know that for a fact. I mean, you look at the administration of Washington and Hamilton and Jefferson were at each other's throats. But the difference is they were cabinet members. And what I try to get at in Fight House is how the dynamic changed once we had the creation of a White House staff. There was no real White House staff before Roosevelt, and Truman is the first president to enter with a White House staff. And they changed the dynamic in that suddenly you had these people who were close to the president, meaning in the same building, advising him on foreign policy or in economic policy. And then you might have a Treasury Secretary or a Secretary of State who's ticked off that somebody else is advising in his area. So that was one thing that changed. And that's the period I try and cover in fighting.
Well, interesting to note that the dynamic and the entrance of more humanity just caused more issues, right?
Oh, yeah. Look, and government was growing. The stakes became higher. And then also you had this rise of the celebrity White House aide. The whole idea of a White House staff was supposed to be people with a passion for anonymity, but that went away pretty quickly, especially in the Kennedy administration when he hired people who were already famous, like Arthur Schlesinger, to work in the White House. And suddenly you had a celebrity White House aide who had his own reputation, had his own ties to the press, and they could get their word out if the policies were not going their way. And so suddenly you have this idea of leaking and counter-leaking to make you look good in the press, and that also adds to the White House dynamic that I talk about in the book.
And, of course, that has continued and become almost like to the degree of a 10-degree black belt when you talk about all this leaking and stuff going on. Bad enough that it happens in D.C., but now, of course, with the most recent reveal, we understand that even ambassadors and our State Department is running rampant with it as well.
Yeah, well, you talk about 10-degree black belt. That was Henry Kissinger. I'll tell you one great story that's in White House. Mm-hmm. That Kissinger was dating Jill St. John, a very attractive Bond girl, an actress. Mm-hmm. And it comes out in the papers that Kissinger is dating this woman. And Kissinger goes to Nixon and complains that his rival, Secretary of State William Rogers, leaked this information about who Kissinger was dating. But the truth is that Kissinger leaked it because, A, he wanted everyone to know he was dating this attractive Bond girl, but, B, he wanted to hurt Rogers in the internal wars and his rivalry against Rogers.
So what happened? What was the conclusion there?
Well, Nixon would rail about all the leaking that happened at the State Department. Nixon constantly complained about it, and Kissinger fed it. But at least some of the time, we know that Kissinger was the guy doing the leaking and then blaming the State Department. And, of course, everybody knows that Kissinger dated the very attractive blonde girl. So it was a whole win-win for Kissinger. And that's why he was 10-degree black belt in White House.
Exactly. So he gets the reward and the award. Let's talk about President Truman. We touched a little bit on that. I mean, he was, I guess, the modern era of expanding the staff and really kind of bringing this into play. And, of course, it's just been kind of a monolith that, like the blob, has just been growing unto itself, right?
Yeah, it's true. But in Truman, you have these fights that were just unbelievable. I'm a presidential historian. I've been studying this stuff for decades. And the stories I find in White House were things I'd never even heard of. And one great story in the Truman administration is that the Secretary of State, George Marshall, is opposed to the recognition of the State of Israel, which is flabbergasting to us today because Israel's such a staunch ally.
And especially right there at that critical time, because it was Truman that led the battle for acknowledgement of Israel.
Right. So that was the very fight. Marshall's on the wrong side of it. Clark Clifford, a junior White House aide, is on the right side of it, makes an argument in front of Clifford. Clifford and Truman and Marshall are all arguing it out in the White House. Clifford wins the argument. Truman recognizes Israel. Marshall is so mad that he never again speaks to Clifford or mentions his name for the rest of his life. That's holding a grudge, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. It's pretty petty, but such as can be the government. The illusion of the Kennedy-Camelot regime, you said, was not devoid of conflict as well.
Oh, of course. Look, in Kennedy, they have this notion of Camelot and these wonderful people sitting around a round table. Kennedy never even heard the term Camelot in relation to his administration. That comes from an interview that took place after the administration, after he was dead.
Yes.
But even in the administration, there was fighting taking place, especially between Lyndon Johnson and Robert F. Kennedy. Robert F. Kennedy was the attorney general and the president's brother. Lyndon Johnson was the vice president. The two hated each other going back to their time in the Senate together when Kennedy was a lowly staffer and Johnson was the Senate majority leader. And they had these nasty nicknames for him. Robert F. Kennedy referred to Johnson as Rufus Cornpone. And Kennedy was referred to by Johnson as Sonny Boy. So they really didn't like each other, and they were always trying to humiliate one another.
Well, and we've known that tension was pretty extreme there between them. What else within the Kennedy Camelot compound? Anything else that you discovered?
Oh, yeah, there was a rivalry between Arthur Schlesinger, who I mentioned before, who was a famous Pulitzer Prize-winning historian who came to the White House, one of the first intellectuals ever to work in the White House. And then there was Ted Sorensen, who was not as well-known, but he was closer to Kennedy. And there was tension between them that continued even after the administration, because the two of them were kind of racing to get their books out first. Mm-hmm. And Sorensen asked Schlesinger to stop writing his books so that Sorensen could get his book out first. Schlesinger obviously would not agree, and the race was on, and it colored their relationship, and there was tension between them that went on for a long time.
And I got to imagine, especially after the assassination, these rivalries would increase all the more, would they not?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, there was one great story that Dean Rusk, who was the Secretary of State, did not like that Schlesinger called him Buddha-like and silent in meetings during the Kennedy administration, implying that he wasn't saying anything. And so Rusk put it out there that the only reason he was silent in meetings that Schlesinger was in was because Schlesinger was such a leaker and he would talk about everything that he heard in meetings, so he wouldn't speak in front of Schlesinger.
This is great fun. Dr. Tevi Troy. I say it's good fun because, you know, politics is just ripe for comedy. It's when we take it too seriously, like at times we're doing right now in this current environment, that we deprive ourselves of a little bit of humor. And thank you, Dr. Troy, for presenting this to us. And we've got more on the other side of the break, so stay with us. We're talking about his brand-new book, White House, Rivalries in the White House from Truman to Trump. And you're going to be surprised at, you know, what other rivalries. And you thought everything was so kumbaya in the Obama White House, right? We got some things to share there, too. So stay with us. More from Dr. Tevi Troy when we come back. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Service.
They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are just for you as we continue to fight the good fight to get this country back on track. Welcome aboard. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with presidential historian, former senior White House aide, Dr. Tevi Troy. His brand new book, White House, Rivalries in the White House from Truman to Trump. Just in case, because I know what's going to happen with this conversation, it is already going like a snowball. So, Dr. Troy, let's remind everybody where they can get their hands on your book.
Hey, you can get White House wherever fine books are sold. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore. Audible.com has a copy. I'm actually listening to the book on CD myself. The actor who's reading it is fantastic. Mm. And you can also go to Regnery Publishing, which is the publisher. So White House is available everywhere.
Exactly. And, of course, we're going to link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, Dr. Troy, as we've been outlining, you know, from your book, a lot of fussing and fighting within the White House. Let's hone in a bit on Bill Clinton. We knew that the president had issues. In fact, there was conversation during the campaign, and I think there were some operatives within the Clinton campaign that thought, hey, look, we're just kind of doing a test run here, because we really don't think, with all the baggage that he's bringing into play, that this may not be his year. But it just so happened that Ross Perot comes on scene, and there was, I think, some wavering from H.W. Bush that opened the door for Bill Clinton. So here comes Bill Clinton with all his baggage, right?
It's true. In fact, Donna Shalala said during the period leading up to the 92 election that I like Bill Clinton, but there's no way he'll ever be president. And she would ask why, and it was because he has a zipper problem. So people knew about his shenanigans. But once they got in the White House, there was this kind of young, surprised staff that was very liberal, and they were out of touch with the country. And so when the 94 election comes, the Republicans win the Congress back for the first time in over a generation. And Clinton says, I need to do something different. So he brings in a more conservative advisor, but he knows the staff won't like it. So he gives them a secret code name, Charlie. And Charlie was the code name for Dick Morris. And the liberal staff was kind of flummoxed, saying, what's going on here? Clinton is doing all these things that are contrary to what we thought we had decided during the day. And at night, he comes up with these different ideas, and it was because of Charlie, the codename. Once they find out who he is, they do everything they can to destroy him, and they leak out his name to the media, and eventually he is spelled in a scandal. But there's a really nasty fight in White House between George Stephanopoulos, Harold Ickes, who was a liberal White House aide, and Dick Morris, codename Charlie.
Wow, and the infighting continued. And, of course, then we go to impeachment of Bill Clinton. You know, only the second president to ever be impeached. You know, I was kind of wondering the other day, had Hillary Clinton been elected, this could have been a fun book to write, Dr. Troy, had she been elected, and here you've got the Republicans in charge of the House and Senate, could we have been looking at a Hillary Clinton impeachment and the first time in our history that you have a husband and wife president being impeached, right?
That would be the first time you have a husband and wife president, and first time they have a husband and wife president being impeached. But yeah, that would have been something else. Look, you know, American politics always brings new and exciting and shocking things. And the thing that I found great about White House is something I learned from Harry Truman, which is the only thing new in this world is the history you haven't read yet. And so what I found in White House were all these stories that I'd never heard before. And again, I'm a presidential historian, and I was laughing out loud at some of the stories I found, because nobody had really done what I've done in White House, which is just to concentrate specifically on the fights that took place in the White House, and it makes for a great read.
What was most shocking for you?
So besides the fact that there were all these stories that were great that I had never heard of, which was shocking, the other thing is the gorilla. I couldn't believe how often gorillas came up in the book, and it came up so often that I had an index entry in the book put in for gorillas. And the best story on gorillas, I'll tell your listeners, is when Al Haig was Secretary of State, he felt like he was being kept away from Air Force One and Marine One by Mike Deaver and James Baker, and he complains about the gorillas in the White House were out to get him. And so Mike Deaver dresses up in a gorilla costume inside the White House and parades around making fun of Al Haig.
Well, we often talk about the gorilla, the unannounced or the non-discussed gorilla in the room, and probably, if the truth be known, plenty of gorillas flying around throughout all these administrations. You might leak about them, and others you just refuse not to talk about them, right?
Right. Well, you know, leaking is obviously something, you know, not talking to somebody I mentioned with the Truman and Clifford. So there are all these great tactics. One thing I found is, you move somebody to a remote location as a symbol as time for them to go. That happened to John Sears in the Nixon White House. So the great thing about White House is just how many different tactics people used against each other. Henry Kissinger used to expand his office to force other people out, and one guy complained that he lost his private bathroom in one of these moves, and he said, you know, the place where I used to do my business is now where Henry takes his meetings. So stuff like this happened all the time for the last 60 years, and White House details all of it.
Does it surprise you a bit? I mean, these are grown men and women, and this sounds rather petty.
Yeah, in fact, one of my mottos for writing the book was the pettier the better, because I knew it would make for excellent reading. But yeah, there are people who engaged in very petty behavior while at the same time having incredibly senior jobs running the United States government. And the juxtaposition of those two things, the mixing of those two things, is really something that is quite striking in White House.
Well, I found it quite interesting that you reinforced my gut feeling about the Obama White House, that there was a lot of estrogen influence, if I can say it that way delicately, in the White House, and you proved that to be the case.
Yeah, what I say in White House is that despite this narrative of no drama Obama, there was definitely fighting taking place in the Obama White House, and there was a bit of a gender divide in the White House. The senior staff women, they got together as a special secret group. They had a name for themselves that's a little vulgar, so I won't say it on the air, but you can
thank you.
In White House. And they would have these dinners of just themselves. They would have this theory of amplification where if another woman said something in a meeting, you had to say, oh, yes, I agree with Susie or Jane. So they were really working to advance themselves, and sometimes at the expense of the men. And as I detail in White House, sometimes the men were put off by it and used rough tactics to fight back to defend themselves.
Well, and that's the thing. You say no Obama, Obama. And then also he claimed that there was no scandal whatsoever. But, you know, when he made that statement, it was like everybody goes, well, what about this? What about, I mean, suddenly a profuse number of scandals, you know, came falling out in contrast to his claim, I guess much like his claim for the economy these days.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that tweet that Keith Ellison put out yesterday where he said, can anybody give an example of a Bernie bro acting rudely or violently or inappropriately? And then Steve Scalise tweets, I can think of an example.
Yeah.
Obviously he was,
I'm still bleeding over it. Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, this is
tweet of the year, if not the decade.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, as you say, leaking is the D.C. economy. I mean, that is the currency that travels in Washington, D.C. It endears you with the media. It gives you special privilege, and, people are, responding to you. And so I guess the juicier the leaks, the better you are.
That's true, but it doesn't always help the administration. So in White House, I say that in the Reagan administration, Ed Meese was being leaked against constantly, especially by Jim Baker. But he unilaterally said, you know what, I'm not going to leak because I believe in the principles of Ronald Reagan, and I think it will harm the administration for me to be participating in the leak. So there are a couple of heroes in White House who were willing to unilaterally say, I'm not going to be playing this leaking game because I don't think it serves the interest of the president.
On the surface, it would seem that Barack Obama's administration had a better handle. Is that fair on leaking?
So look, they have this no-drama Obama narrative. Mm-hmm. They definitely seem to control the leaking a little better in the campaign. Dan Pfeiffer in his book said that there was only one unauthorized leak from the senior staff person in the entire campaign, and they knew who that was, and they identified it pretty quickly. So, yeah, they seem to know who the leakers were. But, you know, the thing with leaking is the technology for getting the word out improves all the time, but so does the technology for identifying the leakers. So
exactly. And Trump seems to be, his administration, very vulnerable, and a lot of people think because of so many holdovers from the Obama administration. Is that true?
It is certainly true that there are some leaks coming from the career services, but there's also people coming from political, leaking is a problem in Washington. Lyndon Johnson complained about leaking back in the 1960s and then put into all kinds of efforts into effect to try and stop leaking. So,
well, you can read all about the juicy details in his brand new book, White House, Rivalries in the White House from Truman to Trump, Dr. Debbie Troy. Thank you, Dr. Troy. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
That's Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders discussing his concerns about the entry of billionaire Michael Bloomberg into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders also saying in that interview with CBS News that he was surprised about Bloomberg's performance in the other night's debate.
I was. And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
Sanders and the other Democrats campaigning in Nevada today as it holds its caucuses tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a peace deal between the Taliban and the United States could be signed by February 29th, as long as a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. You ready to have some fun? You know, because anytime you talk about toys, just the mere mention of toys puts a smile on everybody's face, right? And we've got the toy guy with us, Chris Byrne, author of Toy Time and toy historian and trend expert. He's live right now, as a matter of fact, at the Jacob Javits Convention Center, New York City, where they're holding the 117th American International Toy Fair, Chris, is that right?
That's right, and I have not been to all of them, despite the rumors.
Oh, well, that's just that's from skeptics. I mean, they're all jealous of you, Chris, because hey, you get to go out and be the agent of fun today. Why not, huh?
Exactly.
So this is the largest trade show in the Western Hemisphere, the third largest in the world, and a critical time for the approximately 22 billion U.S. traditional toy industry. More than 1,600 manufacturers, distributors, importers, and sales agents from 30 countries will be showing more than 100,000 toys. Chris, how do you get on top of all that? I mean, that's just overwhelming.
Well, you know, the good news is we get to start back in last September and October and seeing things, and then we all go to to Hong Kong and spend time there. We come back, we see more. We go to Nuremberg, we come back, we see more. And then by the time we get to New York, we've got a little bit of a running start, which is great.
Well, exactly. So what are the highlights for this year's Toy Fair?
Well, you know, the great news is there's a lot of wonderful classic play that's been reinterpreted for kids today. Lego, of course, big company. They've introduced a thing called Hidden Side, which actually you have make these great models. The whole world, you've got a stunt plane. But what makes it really contemporary is that there is an app that you can use with it with augmented reality, so you can actually shoot the models, bring them to life, chase ghosts, do all kinds of other stuff. That's about $20 to $50 for the different sets, and of course the app is free, which is kind of fun. Batman continues to be huge. Spin Master has introduced the Batman 2-in-1 transforming Batmobile, because not only is it a cool Batmobile, but if you're going down to the harbor and you're chasing the Joker or the Riddler or somebody, you can pull the boat out of the back and continue the chase on water. Really super fun. That's about $19.99. You've also got these really cool articulated figures for $7.99 that are sold separately.
That's amazing, you know, that Batman, I mean, the staying power of that franchise is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is pretty wonderful. Some of the other stuff that's really cool, Blue's Clues revolutionized interactive TV for kids in 1996. It's back. It's a huge hit on Nickelodeon again. We've got the Blue's Clues and You Dance Along Blue from Just Play. It's an interactive plush toy. You have a guitar, and you play the guitar, and it makes Blue dance along. You can actually change her movements, make her faster or slower by pressing on the strings of the guitar. Really kind of cool.
What is actually, I mean, these are cool things, and again, it's so overwhelming that you've got so many options and things to look at. Of course, this trade show is closed to the public, so thank God for you being there. We get kind of an insider perspective a bit on all these toys here, but what else is standing out as you look out over, you know, all these toys, Chris?
Well, you know, educational toys have always been a big deal, but you can't just say, oh, it's a learning toy, because who wants to do more homework at the end of the day, right?
Right, exactly.
Crayola has introduced something I would have loved when I was a kid. I was fascinated by the solar system. They've introduced a space science kit that lets you make an entire, entire solar system that we know, you know, with the sun all the way down to Neptune. Really great creative play. But the other one I love that they've done is a paper flower kit. So basically, you've got these paper flowers that have a wick that looks like a stem. You put colored water into the flower pot, and the wick draws it up into the petals of the flowers. Over about an hour, you get this really cool flower.
Oh, wow.
And that really shows kids how plants absorb water. You can actually see it happen, which is really kind of cool.
Is that awesome? I love that idea. Gosh, I got a granddaughter that would go absolutely nuts over that.
Yeah, of course, create stuff with it, and it's got a very 60s vibe to it. It's kind of...
Well, I love it. So if you put your ear up to the pedal, you start hearing some doo-wop singing or something?
Right, exactly.
Just kidding. Okay.
You know,
hey, this is all free. This is a bonus, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is why he's the toy guy, because we can have fun with Chris Burton as well while he's there reporting to us. Hey, let's talk about the changing shopping patterns that are affecting consumers and the entire toy industry, for that matter.
Yeah, this is the last year, 2019, was the first year that more than 50% of all things bought for kids were bought online. So that means that people are buying things basically on what they're looking for, and you know, they're not getting those incremental sales or those additional sales. So it's really challenging marketing. It's challenging how do you get placement online and in stores. But you know what? The industry has constantly changed. In the years I've been here, it's always something new, and this is just the latest iteration. Because again, getting kids to want things is really what it's all about.
Chris, last season there was a lot of controversy because of the trade negotiations that was going on, and toys somewhere out in the oceans, you know, floating around waiting to find homes. But it looked like we got through that, all things considered, did we not?
We did. They did not implement what was List 4 of the tariff rules. So there's a big collective sigh of relief in the toy industry. People were having to figure out pricing based on tariffs and not pat tariffs back in October and November. That passed. Of course, now the challenge is the coronavirus and the factory shut down for 3 weeks. But you know what? The toy industry is so resilient that I'm really confident that we'll get things into the market by the holiday time. And it's certainly, you know, some pretty smart companies brought in a lot of stuff in the fourth quarter of last year so they'd be ready for the first quarter of this year if the tariffs had hit. So they've got a leg up in the game.
Well, and that's the thing, and I'm glad you brought this up, because a shout-out and kudos to the industry. I mean, they're sharp people here. I mean, they have to – I mean, it's not just about, you know, sitting there on the ground floor playing with these new toys coming in. I mean, you've got to think about how to deliver it to the marketplace and forecast and consider all these geopolitical things that heretofore wasn't, you know, that sensitive, right?
Oh, right. And that's been the goal of the Toy Association since 1916. And if you think about, you know, tariffs were very useful in 1922 and 1930 because there was a domestic manufacturing business that they had to protect. Not so much. We are an integrated global industry now. So,
exactly.
So you have to work around all of those things. So tariffs, not as effective in the overall sort of supply chain.
Well, Chris Byrne, who is reporting to us live from the Jacob Javits Center, the 117th Toy Fair there in New York City. It is closed to the public, so industry trade show that is just massive. Chris, we got a couple minutes left, so real quick, what are some representative toys and that you can talk about, and how soon will they come to market?
Okay, there's one toy that you know, kids love what they see around them. There's a Five Surprise mini brands. These are miniature versions of things like Coca-Cola and Dove and Vaseline and Breyers ice cream. And kids, these were huge collectibles last year. They now have a mini mart. The entire supermarket you can build in miniature size. It's about 2 feet by 18 inches, and you can have hundreds of little things in it. Kids love collecting. There's another novelty toy that I really like called Oh My Gift, and it basically brings these sort of gifts to life in plastic form. Really fun. And probably I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the biggest seller in the industry right now, LOL Surprise. What's new this year is the OMG, core series of larger dolls with 20 surprises on wrap. And they've really changed the toy industry and the doll category. They've been amazing.
Well, we have a lot to look forward to. The last minute here, Chris, I'm going to give you two questions, and I'm going to let you wrap it up. How high are the stakes for companies, and is this year more challenging than last, and where can consumers go for more information?
Well, you can follow my Instagram, The Toy Guy, because I'll have pictures of stuff all week long and all kinds of great stuff. It is challenging. I mean, a failure on a small company can put them out of business. And so there's a lot of things. There's one company called the Lottie doll. This guy sold his house to finance making his doll. So there's that passion that still exists. There's a lot of risk, but, you know, it's a risk people are willing to take.
Well, he is the Toy Guy, author of Toy Time and toy historian and trend expert, the one and only Chris Byrne right here with us. Chris, thank you so much. Happy hunting.
Thank you so much.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7233.
888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. February is Black History Month. And here to share with us is Stacy Norwood. Stacy is with Focus on the Family and is one of their IT geniuses and chair. And we appreciate his time with us on the show today. Stacy, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Bill, and thank you for having me on with you. I really appreciate the time.
Well, let's talk about Black History Month. We were just having a conversation earlier with Michael Pack. Michael, of course, was privileged to do this incredible documentary on Clarence Thomas. And there's a little bit of a controversy there that somehow he has been woefully neglected in consideration and reporting on Black History Month. I mean, here is this, you know, this figure, Supreme Court justice, you know, yes, I mean, incredible and an incredible history. I mean, a true Horatio Alger story, you know, from rags to riches and, you know, which is so many of the stories, whether it's black, brown, pink, white, whatever, you know, go down that make up the fabric of this great country of ours.
Hey, and Bill, I saw that biography of Dr. Justice Thomas, and it was outstanding. It just blew the socks off of me, just understanding where Justice Thomas came from and where he rose to be through God's grace. And I think that's the purpose of Black History Month, is that we get the history and understanding, because I didn't, as an African-American man, I didn't understand the history that Justice Thomas came from. And
exactly.
When I got that, I was like, wow, I didn't know that he went through different evolutions of his mind and thought process. And I was like, wow, this is an awesome story. We need to tell this to everyone. So
exactly.
I thank God for Michael Baggs and him doing that documentary. It was great. So if you haven't seen it, please get out and see it.
Absolutely. Stacey, and I'm glad you said that everybody should see it because, you know, this is one of the things that can get in the way and be maybe intimidating or maybe block the entry of people being educated when something is titled as Black History Month. What you draw from Clarence Thomas's story, Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, is that at the end of the day, these are all Americans. Forget about the color of the skin. These are all Americans with real life stories. And we can learn so much. So I appreciate your perspective when you say that everybody, we all should see and learn from the rich histories. I mean, in this particular case, we're highlighting, you know, Black Americans. But boy, it is a story to touch all Americans.
100%, Bill. And again, that's the reason I think Carter G. Woodson, who was the father of Black history, that really started this celebration probably 94 years ago, mm-hmm. where you started with Negro History Week. And
right.
It really was to just talk a little bit more, make sure that everyone is aware of the contributions that Black history and Black people have made in this country. It's about American history, and many times it was neglected in our textbooks and in our history books, and it was just left out and omitted. But that's why it's important, because if you have value, you begin to act a little different. When people value your opinion, they value who you are.
Exactly.
So it's very important for them to really to be able to display that for everyone to see.
Well, and you make a great point here, and value begins with you. You have to make a self-assessment, and in much the case in what you will see in the documentary of Justice Thomas, he had to evaluate, you know, what kind of individual he was going to be. And I often, you know, the audience somehow has been hearing this name, because I say this to my kids all the time, and they probably, oh, Dad, we know. But it's that experience defines preference. And
right.
This is what Justice Thomas, I mean, he experienced life. I mean, he was a Black Panther. He was a
right.
radical and realized,
right.
you know what, that bullet doesn't fit for me. You know, that doesn't
right.
work for my gun. I need to do something better and respond to a higher sense of self and self-value. And he, like many others in this country, and I think about this, you know, which excites me, Stacey, above everything else, is that I don't know how many countries on this planet that you can undergo that transition by the grace of God and be a man and woman of faith and one day find yourself going from darkness to light.
Bill, I agree. America, this great country, and again, we talk about Black History Month, and we talk about some of the struggles that we've had as a nation. Don't try to hide that. It's okay.
Right.
But when we look at where God, His grace, has brought us through, the grace and mercy that He's brought us through and where we were to where we are now, we can say hallelujah to that.
Exactly.
Thank you, Lord, for where we've come from. Now, thank you for where we're going, because I know there's greener pastures, there's greater times ahead for us all, and if we can do that. And Bill, one of the things I think is so important for the church, this transformation starts in the church. You know, if the church, the house of God, the children of God, if we can't embrace one another and embrace the diversity that God has created, then how do we expect a sinner to embrace it? If we
exactly.
can't love our brother, if we can't love our sister, how do we stand back on the sideline and say, well, the sinners need to do this? No, it starts with us. And
right.
really understanding one another and embracing the diversity that God has put in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And how much stronger can we be as a nation?
Oh, that's awesome. And that's what makes America so great, is mm-hmm. the building blocks of His church, which is we the people. I mean,
right.
it really comes up to the man, woman in the mirror to say, okay, what kind of person am I going to be? And this is why the church is so powerful. And Jesus Himself said the gates of hell could not prevail against it.
Amen.
Because of
Because of the warrior faith of people who know their God and say, you know what, I may not be of my own evaluation. I may not be worthy, but you know what? God counts me worthy. And on that I will stand, and on that I will fight. And in spite of my failings, I will accept His grace and mercies that are new every morning.
Amen. Amen. That's what I could say to that, Bill. You're right on point. With that fact that I think it's okay for us to take a moment and really just to understand our history. There's so many nuggets of history every year that come out that I'm through Black History Month, because I don't hear it other times, that just brings out things like, wow. And as a Black man, I start saying, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know the movie Hidden Figures.
Yes.
I had no idea of the ladies that were doing that. And I was like, well, my girls, I started saying, hey, girls, you can do this.
If exactly.
You see someone that's like you doing something, you get the motivation like, hey, it's possible. I could do that too. So it's so important, Bill, for everyone to really just to grab that history and to celebrate.
Well, and as you mentioned, you kind of drew reference a bit to, you know, the sin of slavery in our country. But it was people of faith that led the way, that, said, look, in the eyes of God, all men are created equal. Today's technology says the difference in our DNA is like less than 1%. Mandisa sings, we all bleed the same. My goodness, we do. And, so all these things are coming about. The other thing is, you know, speaking of DNA, which I think's got to be shocking to some people who may be still dealing with some bigotry, and they run the DNA out and they go, oh my God, my cousin is a Black person. What is going on? Or, you know, my great grandfather married a Black woman, or what, my Black great grandfather married a white woman, you know, and this has been going on for generations and for hundreds of years, and here we are, you know, still fussing and fighting because of the color of our skin and not the content of our character.
Right. And Bill, you mentioned the DNA. I went through and did the DNA process, you know, found I'm 6% Irish and 14% this and that, you know, 75% African. Yeah, those things, I was like, wow, that's interesting. I didn't know this and I didn't know that. And we hear the stories of our parents telling history of, well, you were married, your grandfather or your great-grandmother was Native American and different things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, America is this great melting pot of all different people. The DNA crosses reference somewhere down the line. But I think that's the greatness of America. The strength that we can find in that.
Well, and as you mentioned earlier, Stacy, the diversity. We come at this in different angles, and the beauty of what God has created in all of us, when we embrace that diversity, we're not threatened by it, because we need, you know, and it's kind of ironic, because God, in His infinite wisdom, somehow, I find, you know, gives us that missing puzzle piece to our life of peace and happiness and fulfillment, mm-hmm. coming in the form of somebody that we want to reject on the face. And it's to our loss. But if we can understand that, look, it's not about us. It's really about God and His creation. And if we can embrace that, can you imagine the human potential that's yet to be realized in diversity and in accepting that?
Bill, that's powerful, because the bigger thing that I'm seeing nowadays is cultural diversity, and we've got different levels of the millennials and the different Generation X, and trying to get along there, the differences that we deal with there, and just the change of time in society and where we come from. And I'm originally from Oklahoma, and that's one of the things that when I moved to Colorado here, there was this cultural diversity. It was the way we do things in Oklahoma is a little different than the way we do things in Colorado. And it's like, but as over the years as I adapted, it was like, hey, Coloradans aren't that bad.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I can deal with their menus now. It's okay.
I can eat this food in Colorado, but it's those little things that we have to work through, and that's the same thing we have to work through with race. And right now we're just in a situation where we're trying to position ourselves one ahead of the other.
Exactly.
Saying, hey, let me embrace what this person brings to the table and understand it. And once I understand it, I may appreciate it or I may reject it. It's okay.
Exactly. Stacy Norwood, we got to leave it there. Thank you, Stacy.
What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the